is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is February 6th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 197. Ryan, how's that apple?
Good, thank you.
He put himself on mute so he could eat his apple. Chew his cud.
Chew his cud, yes. How's everybody doing tonight? You guys, you feeling good?
Yeah.
I'm feeling awesome, Chris. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad to hear. We got some fun, interesting news this week. We got some other things going on, and we got even more stuff going on. So that's cool.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't really have anything to say to you guys, so you better just kick me off with something good.
Kick him off? Ryan, now's your chance.
Well,
for all the time that Chris has done to you, that's your chance. Is like, bloop, bloop.
Get up.
That would have been your chance.
This call. Let me see, right click.
I am having some gut issues right now, so just minor ones. Just
get
minor
up and
ones.
Leave.
No, just minor ones. Wait. Nothing serious.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Tahitian Treat.
No, didn't have any of that. Oh, God, I think it was just a big fart. Yeah, there we go. Oh,
it's okay. A bubble. Oh. It's a bubble in your guts. Everybody Oof. Likes those.
They smell bubble really guts? Bad, though. Man,
good old bubble guts.
Weird or something?
Yeah.
I was eating your mom. you said something weird. I got nothing.
Geek Sync Store is not affiliated with anything Chris
with
Banks
me?
Says.
You're affiliated with
Bubble
me?
Guts?
How dare you?
It's not up for
with Bubble Guts, yeah. Bubble guts.
I guess we could start with Bernie. How about our Bernie bros all up in the house, taking Iowa by storm and then getting screwed by the DNC and then taking Iowa by storm again?
Not only that, how about Buttigieg?
Seriously, I'm waiting for him to show up and be like, roll into town. He's like, I heard there was one Adam White, one of the founding members of the Geeks Next Door, who was willing to blow me, and Adam would be like, oh my god.
Yeah, Mayor Cheat, Mayor Pete did
yeah,
really well in
Mayor
Iowa.
Mayor Cheat, yeah. Just rolled New Hampshire like, yeah, we're the winners, whatever.
It was.
Fuck you, everyone. It's like, prove us not.
It was funny.
Being winners.
Like, that night, all the people were like, hey, yeah, we did some good stuff here. We're going to wait to see what happens. But he was like, I fucking won, bitches! Let's move on!
I like Klobuchar. I was like, yeah, I came second place. She didn't even say she won, which is funny. Most people are like, yeah, I won! Klobuchar was like, yeah, we did great. We came in second place.
I think she came in, like, fifth.
I know, but she said...
And there was only five running.
No, there's
which
like
is funny, because...
that
was funny.
Good times. I was a little disappointed because I wanted and I'm sure this is why it happened. I wanted a clear result at the end. I want to be like, what happens at night? What happened? Tell me what happened. What were the final rankings? And they're like, no, we're not gonna know for 3 days. Like, wait a minute, something seems a bit off here.
Wait a minute, is this the 1970s?
What I think is I think it's hilarious. It's like if you were to just start counting.
I know.
One to 200, say 200. If they had 200,000 people, it would take you less time than it did.
No, the count is like, I think total is like 2,000 is the total
right.
count. It's ridiculous.
Which, like, how long does it take you to count that high? Even if you did it, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, good times. It's fun, though. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it that it's illuminating of how stupid this whole process is. And we just need five fucking kings, and then we fucking take over. It'd be great.
Right.
So but Sanders won by just a little bit over Buttigieg.
Popular vote, like delegate votes, he lost by 0.1.
Yes, 26. It's a classic
2.
Thing where it's like, yes,
yeah.
It's like a matter of 1,000 or something.
It's dumb, dude.
It's two delegate counts. The percentage was 26.2 and 26.1. They both got 11 delegates though. So,
I mean, I guess neither of them really. What's weird is to me they should both be going like, yeah, well, we did good and Bernie did good as well. That's great. Yeah, how I would respond to that situation.
I think they're into leaning in to start fighting each other. At least that's what Joe Biden's been doing. He's like, this week he's been like, how about that fucker of Buttigieg and that Sanders is a douchebag, right? Nobody likes him, right?
Well, he did really bad, actually.
Yeah, he did terrible.
Well, I mean, like, expectation-wise.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that, to me, comes out of this, besides them trying to screw over Yang. And I feel like Biden did horrible.
He did.
You know why he did horrible?
Because he sucks.
Because he's Biden.
There's no black people in Iowa.
Corn pop's the reason.
No, it's like so little. Like the percentage is so little. It's like 4% of the entire state.
Is corn pop
American?
Oh, really?
It's corn pop. Yeah, but yes, yeah, so it would have been why Yang had his chance. Like when everything started going up, if he would have raised his power ring up to the sky and summoned the math squad. And would have saved the fucking day and be like, calculations! Oh!
He probably did, and then, like, they're like, but he's like, these numbers don't make sense. What is this app? What is this?
Well, first of all, he breaks out his abacus. He's like, yeah.
By my calculation, Yang gets 98% of the delegates. It's like, holy shit.
I want to know what he got in the first round voting total.
Yeah, you're never going
to
know that.
No, it tells you.
They're supposed to report that. It's hard to find the actual results.
Oh, the one place I saw it had both the first and second alignments on it. It was like five delegates, I think. I'm pretty sure that's
first
what it was.
First alignments.
Yeah. I mean, they show you both usually.
Well, actually, usually every site you find is just talking about some shit.
I know.
And, like, the hard numbers are hard to find, is what I'm saying.
That's what I've been running into. I've been running into the hard numbers, except for it's always been, like, 65% reporting, 76%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, guys, it's been a million days. What the fuck?
Okay, I found one here. Oh, man. Let's see what it says. Okay. Yang. Number one, Yang.
I'm watching it.
Number one, Yang. Ryan's looking at a website. Number one, Yang.
Yang is a victor according to this site. 97 reporting that say the 3% is heavily swayed towards the end of Yang.
I was going to ask if you're confusing Yang for Yank.
First alignment, though, he's at 5% for the whatever. Yeah. But see, you know, that's not that bad. Especially since people know going into it that they have to have 15%, so they might. That's not terrible, but it does dilute his goodness with the way they do the delegates and stuff.
It's true, yes, because everyone's like, it's kind of like runoff voting in a way, isn't it? It's like, you didn't really do very much, move on.
It is true, but the problem with the great thing about runoff voting is it allows you to vote for who you want early on, you know, and then like still have the person win who's more viable. But the problem with runoff voting early on is that it just says, like, who the most popular dude is. It's actually, it's good for the final vote. Let me explain.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my. It's very interesting. Like, if a bunch of people wanted Yang to win, but then they put Sanders second, then in runoff voting, the final results essentially just say Sanders won or something. And Yang's percentage is sort of disappears unless they report it, which they often don't. Or they don't emphasize it. But if they just did flat voting in these early stages, that don't mean anything anyways. I mean, I guess they do for this stupid, whatever the hell delegates do for the DNC stupid shit. Do they do anything?
Yeah. The delegates determine who the DNC will ignore to say who they're going to endorse for Trump. Like,
so it literally doesn't do anything.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it does nothing. So at this point, it's almost better just to say, here's the flat-out numbers and...
Well,
let's
be honest. Those delegates, I mean, in the history of the Democratic Party, I believe there has not been an instance where they've ignored the popular consent and just put in who they want, except for last year.
Last year.
Or in 2016.
Oh, but these aren't those. These are DNC delegates.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like made-up puppet delegates that no one gives a shit about.
No,
they don't mean anything.
That's
what
happened in 2016, too, with the DNC. Remember how we had this whole thing where Bernie was like, he had more of the either popular vote or something like that, and they're like, fuck you, no more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing that's happening all over again.
I just wanted to show the percentages. Let's skip the delegates, please.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, but yeah, okay, that was, yeah, that's Monday. Monday, but. But what happened Friday? What happened Friday after the podcast? Something that we can all get behind as amazing and great.
Oh my God, you're right.
Greatest thing in the world dropped.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The trailer for the Fast Saga.
I feel like they're just pulling names out of a hat at this point.
I don't even care. It looks great. It's like they just keep doing whatever they want.
I know,
like Vin
awesome.
Diesel. Oh man, he's a bad. It's like, he's also my brother. Like, what?
Hey, they never said he didn't have a brother.
Didn't have a brother, right? And you're like, cool, he's the greatest car, he's an amazing car driver, cool, yeah. He's also a mercenary, well, sounds great. And also a great assassin, well, sounds great. It's like, they bungee jump with a goddamn car.
I know, it's awesome. That's what made me laugh. I laughed so hard, I was like, oh no, they're gonna... Oh my God, that's so amazing. They're going to do that. They're going to swing over. It's going to be cool.
Right.
That made me laugh out loud. Yeah.
And they magnetize that car up to a plane so it can escape.
Yeah, the whole thing, I was kind of disappointed. I was watching it. I was like, okay, this doesn't seem great. It seems kind of cheesy. Oh, it's his brother. Okay, whatever. And then they fucking are swinging from a cliff to a cliff on a rope. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember why I watched this show.
Right.
And then they brought back Han. And I was like, oh fuck. And I lost my shit. I threw my table in the air. I was like, oh my God.
Justice for Han. Justice for Han.
So my big thing is like having rewatched a good amount of them as of late and then talk about it at work. So let's see. Whatever. Fast 6 happens. You know, the end, you know, whatever happens after what Giselle dies, she goes, like, falls off the plane. He goes back to Tokyo.
She falls 20 feet and they're like, oh, she's gone.
No. Hey, man, guess what? She's following, she fell onto the longest runway in the history of the world. That's like 28 miles long.
I know.
Cool. But that's fine.
Let's just stop for a second. Because people fall from like 800 feet in this show and they're fine. She falls 20 feet and they're like, well, we'll never see her again. They don't even like go back for the body or anything.
Like if they said like she fell and then they showed the cargo like,
right,
sure, yes. That's fine. But then we get the post-credits thing of Tokyo Drift stuff, and you're like, okay, oh, Han, crash, what's up? You know, I'm Deckard Shaw, I killed him. And then we have Fast 7 and stuff like that, they fight Deckard Shaw. Fast 8, they end up being friends, and they're like, they're showing him at the end where he's having barbecue on the roof with the family.
Yeah.
After you killed his best friend,
that's
Han.
True, but he just saved his fucking kid. I mean, that's, you know, like, I can see why those even out to at least a little bit of mutual respect, right? Not only, I mean, he fought an entire group of people and Zun-Yu'd the shit out of that and went and got the kid, fought with the kid in order to save the kid. So I understand that. But you make a great fucking point is that you should not be able to forgive him because he killed Han.
No,
unless
you know what?
We bring back Han.
Han, right, that's the thing. Unless we bring back Han.
And then he can be a super good guy completely.
Right, because then when in the Hobbs and Shaw spinoff, we learned that was like, oh, he's a bad guy, but he's not really a bad guy.
Right.
He was actually turned upon. He didn't do the turning.
Right, yeah. He was framed and all that stuff
well,
like
it's
that.
They mentioned that in 8, where they're like, how does a guy who gets the Victoria Medal and this turn into a third? And he's like, the same way that you got framed, basically. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. But so, I don't know how he comes back. Like, is he gonna, like, what if they make Han a fucking cyborg? Like, from Shobbs and Han, make him a fucking, and he's like, I'm Korean Superman.
I think I got an easier explanation.
He rolled out of the car.
And then you see a sewer grate go, ert! Fucking TMNT style.
Because I know they have that dude back, that whatever, that the Lucas Black guy who was in, you know, Tokyo Drift, you know, the guy who races him at the end, who goes there and he can't drift properly. Yeah. So he's in the movie, actually. So it's like he actually saved him. It's all like, oh, we've been leaving him undercover for years. Mm.
So ever since this trailer came out, I mean, obviously I've been working on my graphic as well, which helps me. But ever since this trailer came out, I've went back and because I was always wondering, like, they made the first one, right? And it did fairly well. Didn't do great, but did fairly well. And then like they made the second one without Vin Diesel, and I always thought that's weird. Then they made the third one without Paul Walker or Vin Diesel. I thought that's weird.
Yep.
So I didn't know the second one, Vin Diesel didn't want to do it. He wanted to do Riddick movies.
Yep. Yeah, he wanted to do Riddick movies.
Yeah. So
and they wanted him to do the third one, and he didn't want to do it, but he made a cameo so that Universal would let him do another Riddick
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. He loved his Riddick character so much, he's like, all right, I'll do a cameo at the end of three if you let me do Riddick. And then they started, the movie started taking off to a place where they're like, well, we can't deny millions of dollars to, you know.
Right.
Right.
That was interesting to me. Yeah. It's pretty good, though. I'm looking for it. When Han came back, and I didn't know there has been this hashtag going on for years, Justice for Han, which is pretty cool, because, yeah, he's a fan favorite, always has been. That's why they retconned the entire fucking timeline for him. So,
And the director is, like, made Better Luck Tomorrow, which is, like, a movie about Korean-Americans and stuff, like his first movie, and it's basically, like, a low-budget movie, and it had him in it, and then he went on to become a big director. So then he's all like, that's why he wanted the character in there.
Yeah. Makes
sense. And then he's all like, well, and then he left for two movies, went and did like other movies, Aquaman and stuff like that, went and did other stuff. So came, when now that he came back, was all like, well, I'm going to bring my guy back. I don't know, figure out how to get him back. I don't care.
It's just a big D&D adventure. You could very easily put this, each character as a different, you know, and then they're working for this guy who's actually working for this guy, and he's got a brother? What? And then this guy didn't die. And
absolutely.
It's pretty awesome. It's good storytelling, because they can basically retcon whatever they want, everyone's happy with
Everyone just shows up, and they get better and more powerful. The beginning, they're like, oh, cool, Vin Diesel's like, I'm a level 3 thief. Everyone else is like level 2, and you're like, fuck, this guy's tough. A tough guy. But then all of a sudden, like, they get to like that high level and they start doing like epic stuff, and they're like making skill checks that are ridiculous. You're like jumping off of things, rolling and stuff, and they get the long rest. They're like, oh, I took a long rest, my bullet holes have all healed, I'm okay, don't worry about me.
I just find it amazing, whatever, because they can't be hurt near or on cars, even if it's just a door. You can fuck if you're if you're hanging to a door. Once you get done with being shot and falling off and everything, you will not have a bruise on you, because they are furious.
You will not have a bruise on
you. The more furious you are, the more cars protect you, which is awesome.
Yes.
I love it. It makes me super happy.
You guys are retarded.
It's fucking, it's fucking great.
You're just fucking sad that you didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
Because it is the number 7 most grossing franchise of all time, and it might overtake the X-Men with this next one. In fact, it probably should.
It probably will.
Yeah, it might overtake Lord of the Rings, actually.
Rings.
Oh, yeah. This might jump up to, like, the number... Well, then Lord of the Rings can make one, and, you know...
They just, like...
And James Bond's going to make one, Harry Potter's going to make one.
Yeah, they can make whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun fucking time. I liked it.
Yeah, it was fun. And it was a long trailer. It was like 3 minutes. I was like, yeah, that's what you do. You come with the fast saga?
Yep. It's good times.
Yeah, and then supposedly the Fast 10, because it is Fast 10, whatever they want to call it, Fast X. I don't know. They're going to be like, it's going to be so epic that they might have to split it into two movies.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, Jesus.
I hope not, but I understand if they want to. But... As long as they release them at the same time, I'll pay for two tickets. That's fine.
Dude, they just gotta do like an Infinity War, like everyone fucking dusts. Something happens, a nuke gets dropped and blows up half the world, and the next one is like post-apocalyptic Mad Max style, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on? This is great.
With time travel, of course, so you can go with back and save shit. People and shit. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that made me sad about the trailer was like, it seemed to imply that the boy that he had with the cop was the only kid they have, and in 8... Letty's like, I kind of want to have a kid. And he's kind of like, you kind of want to have a kid? And she's like, yeah, you'd be a good dad. He's like, I'd be a good dad. I don't know, man. And so it seems like she never got to have a kid other than to raise his kid. You know, it's, you know. And that made me sad.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It's so ridiculous. It's great.
I can't wait. It makes me happy. Just thinking about it makes me happy. It makes me complete opposite of the democratic process.
Right. It's like, it just, yeah, it just makes me smile and go like, yeah, hell yeah. And then whatever, I can't remember what channel's been playing them all over the place. So we've been watching them.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, Griff loves those fucking movies, dude.
I am going to need you guys' help with my, like, infographic thing, because it's a lot of information. I want to have it in a visual form. So I'm envisioning, like, a racetrack with the numbers of each one, and the racetrack touches the people that actually in the movie. So, I don't know. It's going to be complicated. I need some help, but, you know, I'm not there yet.
When the light turns green, I'm going.
This shows how all the characters are connected. Is that what the infographic will give us?
Yes, and which movies they're in, and their best quotes, and the number of gear shifts and NOS charges in each movie.
That's a lot.
And the money shot for each movie.
God, it started off so simple, too. Like, the first one was, like, they both race, like, vroom, and they go past the train. You're like, all right, good. That's real it. Cool.
Yeah, they both jumped over a train. Yep.
Right, and the second one, he's like, I jump a car onto a boat. Cool.
Yeah. It ramps up. It's power creep ramps up as you level up. These guys are, like, level 18 drivers right now, so fuck.
Right. Yes, the power creep is really, really hard.
You don't want to be, like, stealing video cassettes when you're level 18. That's fucking boring.
Do you think he actually, like, Vin Diesel went in and was like, I like D&D. This is what we're going to do.
I'm sure he's made an analogy. Like, no,
right, he's
got to
be doing an analogy.
Diesel is like a level 9 mechanic, level 9 fighter. And so he, like, and he can take the feats that make him go together.
it's good.
Speaking of feats, this is a good transition. What are your guys' thoughts on what do they call it? Retraining feats and shit in your games? Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you take something at a lower level and you're like, or even spells or abilities, like, I'm not really gonna do that anymore. Maybe I can retrain it in some way. Or classes, if Ryan fucks up and takes a class that he doesn't want. What are your thoughts? Just give me your basic overall thoughts.
I think retraining
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's 100% viable. I think it's fine.
I don't know if I don't think a feat would be acceptable, but I think spells are okay.
Why don't you say feat? So let's say you spent your whole childhood doing one thing. So you're like, I got this feat. But for the last 5 years, I haven't been doing that thing, but I've been doing this other thing, and it transitions to a different feat. I'm just curious your thought process.
Okay, so let me put it into terms I can work with.
Okay.
Because we're so stupid we can't figure it out.
Figure it out, yep.
I have, like, probably thousands of hours of swimming, so I am pretty proficient in swimming.
Okay.
In fact, so much that I probably took a feat somewhere along the way to increase my swimming skills.
Okay.
Right? Yep.
Just because I don't use that statistic anymore doesn't mean that I've lost that ability.
Sure.
That training, so to speak.
Sure. That seems kind of like I understand what you're saying.
So instead, I learn how to ice skate and fucking play hockey now. So because I'm doing that, I forget how to swim.
No, you don't forget.
No, you don't forget how
think
to swim.
Of it as a feat as a specialty thing. Because if you think of feats, they're all specialty things. Like,
but if you're retraining it, though.
Well, just consider. I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing the counterpoint. Is let's say you are a shield specialist. You're really good at using the shield. You spent a couple years learning how to use a shield, and now you're really fucking good at it. And you take the next couple years, and you don't really use a shield. You use a, I don't know, what's another feat? Fucking crossbow. And you pretty much put away the shield, and now you're a crossbow expert. You could say that you've lost the ability to use the extra little actions. You can still use a shield. You're still pretty good at it. But you might not be a specialist anymore, and instead you've been using a crossbow for so long or something. I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I see it both ways, but I'm just curious what you guys think.
I don't know. See, I would have said Adam lost his ability to specialize in swimming and is now a specialist driver.
Yes.
He took a focus in swimming. Now has a focus in driving.
So he has proficiency in athletics. Good job.
Say. What?
Well, it opens up a whole new question. It's like, what about levels? Let's say you spent a level as a bard and you're like, God, that just doesn't work out for me.
Adam is talking about is he's saying whether or not it's something that should be allowed is based on whether or not it's realistic. So that is one aspect of how you might decide.
True. That is true.
And you could say it's not realistic. And I think a little respecting, I mean, on that aspect, I think you could say that respecting a little bit could be realistic. You say you get rusty in one thing, you get sharp at another thing. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Sure.
Respecting crazy might not be realistic.
Yeah.
But even if it's not realistic, does that make it wrong? Because the thing is, a lot of stuff is not necessarily realistic. D&D is kind of about fun. So it becomes a balance of, is it distracting to you? Because it's like, oh, this is, how the fuck do you suddenly respect like that? That's totally unrealistic, and it ruins the experience for others. Or do others be like, okay, whatever. And you're happy because you got to play the guy you really wanted to play. So that, where I stand, is a reasonable amount of it is good, because you can then kind of like role play a little bit and say like, oh, I did some stuff and now I respect, and it makes sense.
I respect.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a term I'm using.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect.
Yeah. I've always thought of that. I've basically said, you know, if it's fun and not game breaking, that's fine. But classes I've always had an issue with, because I feel like that's a little bit something different, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm starting to come around with, maybe if like you took a level in, like I said, Bard, and you're like, this isn't really what I wanted, it doesn't feel right, maybe halfway through I can move to something else or something, because I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. I've always said no to that, but I'm opening up my mind a little bit more to it.
Because now that you say that, I wonder if like you came up with a way to say like, okay, I'm got a first level fighter, I'm like second level rogue, and then third level rogue, and you're like, you know what, I kind of like rogue way better than fighter. And you're like, okay, you came up with, you're like, okay, when you hit level 4, you're not going to, basically, you hit that level 4, I'm going to, if you want to respec, you're going to start over at level 3, but now you could be a 3 level rogue, and basically you start over at the XP, but you're effectively one level behind everyone.
Sure, that would be tough, but it would make it easier to level up, that's true.
Yeah, because then it would be easier, so you'd always be a little bit behind, but then you, because you take in that extra, say, time or whatever, and it would kind of make it feel back to that second edition shit where it's all like, I'm a rogue, I have 1,000 XP, I'm level 2 now. Hey, wizard, how long is it taking you? I need 3,000.
Yeah, that
was just a weird thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, wizards are clearly stronger at first level.
Wizards were terrible at first level. Until you hit like level like 3, you were just, you died. You had a D4 hit points.
Hit points. And like you rolled a 1, you're like, I have 1 hit point. Well, anything hits me, I will die.
Even if they let you max it, I mean, a fucking crossbow bolt does a D8.
Yeah, 8. Yes.
Yeah, even if you have, let's say you have an 18 con, you're still going to die to a crossbow bolt half the time.
Yes.
I do like how in the new editions they have added, like the Ranger, new Ranger, it says, like, versatile this and versatile that. And essentially what it says, when you level up, you can change your choice for this. You can change your choice for this.
Yep.
I feel like if you went too crazy, it might be annoying, but the class thing, you might be, like, a special case, like, if you can justify it. But only because I think it would detract from the story, not... You know.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I mean, the whole thing came to me from role playing reasons. Like, let's say you were a gladiator and you fought as a gladiator for a year, and then you're you became a fucking sailor for 5 years, and like you didn't really use that ability. Now you could say it's part of your background, and so that's why you were a level 1 barbarian or fighter or whatever. But maybe you feel like respecting it. You're like, you know what? That really wasn't what I wanted to be, and I wanted to be this weird bard guy who sits on a boat and does shit, kind of a thing. I don't know. It's not an important question. I was just curious what you guys thought.
No. Yeah.
And overall, I think it's whatever's fun for most people, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. But and then there was Sunday, the day of the Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are you guys' Super Bowls experience?
Super what?
I made some nachos.
Okay.
And Dave too also made nachos.
Made nachos.
Yeah, I mean everybody made nachos. That's a given. But...
Adam, did you make nachos?
I actually made nachos that day.
See, everybody made nachos.
Really? What kind of nachos? Tell me. Tell me your nacho experience.
I need a nacho plate, but nachos.
You don't have a nacho plate?
No.
I have a nacho pan.
Oof. Chris, writing it down. Future Christmas present.
No,
nacho plate.
This is just, this guy's an amateur over here.
Yeah, he's one of rank amateur.
Just did some cheese and salsa. That's about it.
It's a classic nacho. Are you a single layer guy?
No. I do a few layers.
I'm a multiple layer kind of guy. Like I would, a lot of times I'm always the last at building my nachos because I like to construct a fortress, a dome, so I can get like everything has a little, everything is in its place and everything is in its place.
I can see that.
But yeah, it was good.
I would explain to you guys my nachos building ability, but I would need charts and graphs in many hours, so I'm not going to.
Right. It's very similar to your Fast and the Furious thing, except instead of a racetrack, it is a plate.
It's a plate of nachos.
And you can see here, as the chip is touching the cheese, is touching the meat, is touching the corn, is touching the onions, and so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. But was there any standout things from the Super Bowl?
So from my experience, I'm going to get this out of the way, then you guys can talk.
Yep.
I didn't watch it at all. I played with the boys during the first half, and then the second half I played League of Legends, and when Derek jumped on, I said, hey, who won the game? Because I didn't know. And he said, some team was down by 10 and they won by 20 or something. I was like, oh, that seems ridiculous. Cool. Moving on. And so the commercials, I kind of missed most of them because I didn't really watch it. So, whatever you guys saw.
There was a Disney Plus one that was real good.
So, I did go back later, and after I saw, the top 10, and then I watched those. And, yeah, that one was awesome, because it gave us release dates, eventually.
Release dates, it gave us footage, it gave us...
I missed that one. What did it end up showing? Like,
Disney.
It showed...
Release dates for what?
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
WandaVision, which I'm more interested now than I was at first.
It's and then it gave us just a tiny bit of Loki, but it said the TVA, which is the time variance. You know,
yeah,
it's the group of people that like hunt down people who try and mess with time, and I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool. good fit. Yeah.
They also released a new animation following Rebels, Star Wars Rebels. So there'll be a new one out.
I don't remember that.
Animation.
Not on that. No, I'm just telling you. Disney did.
Oh, it was animated, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Shut up.
I was still thinking about the Marvel spot, but anyway. Yeah.
It looked good, man.
The WandaVision that looked good because, like, it looked like she was pregnant in several shots.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but I assume, I mean, honestly, from my personal opinion, it seems like it's just going to be shit that's in her mind or whatever, or Vision's mind. It's probably going to be that her trying to put him back, his mind back together, and just different weird shit happening. But, who knows?
Wouldn't it be crazy to get knocked up by Vision?
Happened.
Well, it happened.
Soft, hard.
That's what had me kind of interested. It was like, okay, it did happen in the comics.
And you're interested in robo-sex.
And then she ended up breaking the world because of it. So, I guess it'll be interesting to see what
technically
happens.
It'd be light, dense. Sorry, not hard. It's light, dense.
But yes. There's,
do you get it, Ryan?
You got
controls.
As a robot. But, it's going to be interesting, because it's going to be like... And she wore her... And they got a shot of her wearing her classic costume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
That's why I think it's all going to be in the mind. Kind of like... what is that movie? That's that show that Mickey's always going on and on about...
Fucking Legion.
Legion. Like 90% of Legion is just in people's minds, and it gets annoying after a while. I'm like, fucking, just come on. What's real? What's not? Let's move on.
Yeah, I know. He's all like, ugh, God, Legion's so great. It's awesome. And you're like, come on, Mickey.
It was Legion. Fun to watch. I just got annoyed by the whole
It was great. It was good.
Yeah. I like the Groundhog's Day commercial.
Did you?
That was good. Yeah.
I did.
It was fine. It was fine.
I like seeing Ned Ryerson.
That's Ned like, the Head?
That's like an iconic scene.
Yeah,
and like it's good to see Bill Murray. And the car part wasn't overly distracting from the rest of it.
That's what I didn't like about it. I was kind of annoyed by that part.
I mean, it was ultimately it was a commercial, and you had to deal with that fact. But it wasn't so bad. You know?
Just wanted it to be more clever. It was fun. It's just him waking up to drive a car. Didn't seemed super clever to me. It was fine, though. It was, but that's actually a good point, because that was the standout commercial. That was the voted like the best commercial of the Super Bowl. And okay, I thought it was fine. I didn't say it was great. I didn't say it was terrible. I thought it was fine. But what other ones were standout ones? I mean, because that's the only one I could think about, honestly.
I like the Jason Momoa one. I thought that was pretty funny. About him coming home and taking off the taking. He's like, I get home, I can totally be myself.
Yeah.
And he's super weak and stuff. And then it has his wife in there who doesn't like being on TV, I guess. Hmm. And she's all like, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I like that. I was just giving you my personal opinion. I was all right, that was good. Because in the past, I remember seeing Super Bowl commercials that I laughed a lot at, and I didn't really laugh a lot at most of these, so.
Yeah, I was pretty underwhelmed. But like, they all seemed medium. Like, nothing was super dumb. Or maybe there was. I'm sure there was. But, like, it didn't feel like, oh, man, that was so dumb. It was more like, medium.
I don't want to know the dumb medium ones. I want to know the good ones.
I thought the political ones were dumb.
I didn't even watch any of them. If I saw a political thing coming out, I fast-forwarded
it. Nope.
They were just normal. The political ones are surprisingly normal. Like, honestly, how much did it cost for one of those commercials?
A lot.
Couple mil.
Bloomberg.
No, it was a bunch, dude.
Was it like 16 million, 5 million?
No, it was like 4.6 for 30 seconds now. It got up there.
Okay, see, I kind of wish Yang would have done an ad.
Oh, seriously, you're going back to Yang.
But no, well, I guess because the ads, like the Trump ad, it was so like annoyingly
America.
Like, it was just so like political ad boilerplate. You know, like the things that they're successful are the ones that stick because people talk about them because they're interesting enough. That was just an ad.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a missed opportunity. Where, like, if someone would have said, like, just had an ad that was even political or not political about peanuts or about fucking hedgehogs or groundhogs, I don't give a fuck. It has to be a little unique, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because how the fuck is year after year is Pistachios have so much money that they have a fucking commercial? Is it Pistachios?
Are you kidding?
I think it's Pistachios, right?
Do you know how much money a bag of pistachios are?
But every year they have fucking commercials in the Super Bowl. And I'm like, pistachios have commercials in the Super Bowl?
They're fucking expensive, Chris.
I guess.
I think Tide is more weird.
Really?
Tide was weird because it was Tide. I thought Tide was great because it was just Charlie Day and he kept walking into other people's commercials.
I mean, no, I didn't say the show was weird. I think it was funny. I think it's more weird that Tide advertises so much at the Super Bowl because, like, I feel like you're probably already washing your clothes. Most people, sure. You probably already buy detergent. So what the hell? It's like, am I going to switch to Tide?
Well,
you know, that's what I'm saying. Versus other things, you know?
Sure, but it's name recognition, and their parent company is fucking Procter & Gamble. They have so much money, they don't give a fuck. $4.6 million is like, they find that in their couch in the afternoon.
Yes. It's funny. Yeah, the company's been around for 182 years.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the main reason.
They just enjoy it, making the ads?
Well,
so
no, it's just, it's like the fucking M&M store in Las Vegas Boulevard, right? You don't make a lot of money selling M&Ms there, but it's name recognition on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right, yeah.
But you're right. It is weird to be like, here's detergent. But that's what I feel like for cars. Who has seen a Super Bowl commercial for a fucking truck and said, I need to go buy a truck?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but these are new, like, electric car coming out. So they were sort of unveiling things.
This year, yes. Like, but not normally. Like, normally it's just like the all-new 2012 Ford Camry or whatever.
Right. The fuck it was like, there was the Porsche one. And Porsche hasn't been advertised in, like, 12 years or something like that, and that's a electric Porsche.
Yeah, that one was okay. I was lost by the tractor. I'm assuming they made a tractor in the 40s, but that just confused me.
Yeah, basically they made a tractor.
That was confusing.
Porsche made a tractor, and then I think they wanted to sell it to, like, Ferrari, and Ferrari's like, hey, fuck you. So then the guys are like, no, fuck you. I'm going to make my own car.
That's probably actually worth something if you have a Porsche tractor, like an original 1940s Porsche tractor. Probably worth a shitload of money.
But I was really curious when I saw that. I was like, I hope the tractor comes in and, like, takes a shortcut or something, because, like, otherwise they put a lot of energy on the tractor background. Right. It didn't really pan out.
I like the Hyundai one with the whatever John Krasinski and Rachel Dratch and Chris Evans. A smart pack, because they're from Boston, and they talk like Boston people.
Because they're all from there.
They did say shit like that. It was pretty funny. And they yelled at that. And I like there was the one baseball player I knew. I was all like, "Hey, yeah, the guy,
yeah, hey, Big Poppy."
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. He got shot. He's in right. recently. But that's a good point for that commercial, because that commercial was kind of funny, but it also had a really good product to go with it that I remember. The product was, this is a hard place to park. It's super tight. My car will park it for me. That's a fucking a good advertisement for people. Are always like, I can't park. Oh my god! But the car
because
can park
I can't fucking
you.
Get out. Yeah, you couldn't get out, and you could just like, if I just jump out, and the car goes like, and just that's bad. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty good.
That was good actually. That was good.
I like the Doritos one. That was kind of cool.
Which one
Sam
was that?
Elliott.
I don't think I saw it actually.
It's Sam Elliott, the old guy with the mustache, the good mustache.
Man, I know who Sam Elliott is. Come on, he was in fucking the Big Lebowski.
Little Nas,
right?
Little Nas, whatever is the rapper.
Little
he shows
Nas,
up.
Yeah. Come on, man, Little Nas.
And they have a Dorito
Nas X. Yeah, it's now with more Cool Ranch flavor.
I didn't see that one. I'll have to go back and look at it.
Yeah,
they have like a dance off, and Sam Elliott like.
Yeah.
Mustache does the wave. It's just, it's kind of fun.
But yes.
Interesting. Sounds kind of dorky.
See, the reason I think those ones make sense, by the way, like, sometimes if you see Doritos, you might want to buy them because they're fucking good.
Yeah.
But, like, if you don't see them for a while, you might forget to buy them that you like them. So I feel like that's the thing, that having a bajillion people see new Doritos, people might be like, yummy, I like Doritos, and buy it. We're tied. Just hide. Come on, Tide. What's up with that?
Or if you're like, you know, I really do need a new truck. This truck has I got a Hemi. I got to get it.
Well, that's an impulse. Or you're like, ooh, that's sweet. I need one of those. I'm going to be the first guy on the block to get the Hummer fucking...
Hummer XD.
And you're going to get a Hummer?
Well, okay. Speaking of cars, right? It's a big purchase. Maybe we're not in the realm of that possibility based on who we are. At Christmas time,
I know.
They show people buying fucking cars.
That's what Amy always
like,
says.
You're like, you go outside and be like, oh, cool, a new car. I got you a new car for Christmas. What kind of fucking relationship do you have that you go like, you know what? I'm not going to let you know that I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
And it's a fully loaded one. So it's like, I'm going to get you this $40,000 car. Yeah. And you're just like,
yeah, Amy's always like, aren't they married? Like, shouldn't they know what they're getting into here for fiscal reasons?
Yeah,
right. That shit's always been like, what the fuck, dude? It's like, yeah, I just got us into a fucking lease. Sorry. I got to lease this car for 4 years.
Don't worry about it. You got to make half the payments.
The lease is, the lease is $4.99 a month. I paid the first one. You got to pay the next one, though. And then we go back and forth.
Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Yeah, that one's weird. I think I saw some story about it, and they did say that sales go up quite a bit during the holiday season for cars, which is weird. But part of it was attributed not so much to people gifting cars, the like showing cars and like getting excited about cars. Like people start opening their wallets up in general, and so people buy themselves cars because they get in that spending.
Sure.
Sure. Mood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
stop clipping your fingernails on the fucking podcast, Dave.
I'm not. I'm fucking. Look, I'm twirling.
Yeah.
Twirling
yeah, fuck off.
Clippers.
Hey,
twirling.
Get
twirling.
Back into mining.
Yeah,
Minecraft.
You just mine the fuckers, okay? Jesus Christ.
I'm not mining anything.
Yeah, right. I agree, but.
I'm not mining anything.
I think there's probably also a little part of. Let's buy this for our Christmas present kind of a thing like people do. You know, we're not going to buy shit for ourselves. We'll buy a trip or we'll buy a new car or whatever. So, yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
Are you sure they're not like in Minnesota, you get in a car accident right around Christmas because they don't know how to drive in snow?
That could be. Hey, did you guys – there was a Winona commercial. Did they ever add on to that or was just the one?
No, they only showed that small clip, right?
Yeah, because if you watch it online, it's like 3 minutes long or something.
Oh,
yeah,
really okay. Because I didn't really understand what was happening or what the product was or anything.
It was Wix, right?
Granted, I didn't watch it very much. So,
no, what's the other one that's not Wix?
Squarespace.
Squaresoft or Space. Squaresoft's the company that makes video games, I think. Squarespace.
Yes, I think it's Squarespace.
This is a good time for a commercial by Squarespace. Hey, if you guys need to make a commercial, you know, or a web page, what's a good place to go?
Wix.com.
It's awesome because
the man.
Squarespace always like advertises on podcasts. So I thought funny if we made, but they don't get any money. So fuck it.
Used to be Blue Apron for a while. Yep. I remember that because it was like. Well,
do you remember the original one? The original, like a long time ago, it was the big one was Adam and Eve, sex toys, or what was the other one? The fucking Fleshlight. Fleshlight was another big one at first.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Well, that's before funny. Like podcasts were big, you know.
Hmm. Did Joe used to do those?
Oh yeah. There's like six podcasts and they all were like Fleshlight. Buy a Fleshlight. It's just like a vagina.
it's like a vagina. It's pretty great.
But without the annoying mouth.
Right.
Now they make them with mouths.
The annoying mouth as they talk.
You didn't understand the joke.
I know it's a. Oh, we understood your joke, but Chris's relation to the joke was the talking part.
Yeah. Hey, it's February, right? It's February. I don't remember.
It's the month of love.
It's the month of shit, but it's still the month
Black
of love,
history.
Too. It was a funny story. I'll give you a quick funny story before I ask you my question. I was at work, and my work is mostly black people. And somebody said, "How's it going? How you doing, Chris?" And I said, "You know, it's February, not my favorite month. Kind of a downer month for me." And the guy next to me is like, "What? That's fucked up." He didn't really understand my relationship with February, so I just let it slide. But and he didn't push it at all either. So,
did he have a reason why he thought it was ridiculous to have February?
He probably thought it was because it's Black History Month, and that's why.
Oh,
and so he was like, "What? Why do you think February is Black History Month? Fuck you, fucking white guy!" You know.
Cracker? Did he call you Cracker?
No, it was a workplace, man. We don't fucking call each other racial slurs at workplaces unless it is a training for that racial slur.
Why do you do that? I couldn't even do that. I'd be like, nope, I will not participate. I will not say that word.
We've had those. It's like, it's not going to hurt you, white people. Come on, you can say it. Come on, white people. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, and then they go like shake their heads.
Man, you're fired.
That's what I see. It's a trap. It's like a big old trap. And then they have a recorder going. They're like, "Sorry, white guy. Now you got to do whatever we want. Otherwise, we post this on social media."
Right. It's just like you just got Ryan Thomas.
Who's the slave now?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's February. Month ago, you guys made New Year's resolutions, or you may not have. I don't remember what they were. I didn't pay too much attention. How are you doing? How is your New Year's? How are you getting? I remember Ryan's because it was ridiculous. Ryan, how are you? How are you doing on your quest to wear more comfy pants?
I say I'm doing better. I'm doing good.
Are you wearing?
I probably gotta. It's good for the reminder. I gotta keep focusing on it. With more focus, I'll do better. I'm wearing normal jeans now.
Oh, my God.
What? Seriously, when you get home, don't you just, like, take your pants off and, like, change?
It was a busy evening. But I have worn comfy pants often, so don't judge me.
By often, do you mean, like, twice?
No, I mean, like, several times.
What about your hammer pants?
All right.
I've worn my hammer pants, too. I have worn those a few times.
I do like, though, like, at Christmas, where I was like, I'm going to show these off, not by putting them on, but putting them over my jeans.
Well, that would have been a lot of work, you know, to take the jeans off. I was in a rush.
What? How much work is it to take your pants off?
Well, you got to unbuckle the lock and, like, remember the passcode and
what
stuff.
Amber keeps it locked out.
Don't you wear that? Women be all on me, man. I got to...
Amber has to lock it down because he's like, if I go outside... people be trying to grab my dick. You know, they just come grab it.
Dick cage on him. He's not allowed to go potty.
Okay, so Ryan is making progress. What about any of you guys? You guys remember what you said? And if so, how you're doing?
I am responding to lots of text messages.
Oh, that's right. Adam was like, I'm going to show up more. I mean, when you guys do cool shit, but I'm going to show up more text-wise.
In the form of...
gifts?
Memes.
All right. Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah. You have memed most things.
Good job.
You memed most things. Yeah, I think I've been all right. I've been, when I get home, I just do what I have to do as opposed to just... because once I have my comfortable clothes on, I don't really feel like doing more work.
Sure.
So maybe that's why Ryan doesn't put comfortable pants on. so he can never
stops
work
he never stops working.
Yeah, so basically I go like, oh, I got to do this. I have to do this. Like, what, the other day I didn't pay for WeatherTech because WeatherTech is fucking, I hate that company because it's super fucking assholes worker. Well, that, and they represent terrible like ethical things that I don't support them, but I got Tiffany new weather
floor mats
esque yeah, so but they're the ones that you trim out as opposed to scan, so I got a new one of those, so I went out there and put those in the car.
What
and
the fuck's a WeatherTech?
WeatherTech is like really fancy floor mats.
Thank
for
you.
Your car.
I didn't know what the hell
so
they
what
were.
They, okay, okay. So what they do is they take this little like a little scanner thing. Say you were scanning something to make a 3D model of it, they would scan the inside of the driver's area and be like, okay, cool. Now they'll build a specific floor mat for you. Okay. And it's made out of like rubberish material, so like you're not going to get the floor all gross. You can just take them out, shake them out, clean them up really easily, and put
they're
them back
custom
in.
Fit.
Okay,
yeah, like they're custom fit.
Hang on
custom
one second.
Fit.
Adam, does this does what he's saying make sense with the 3D printing?
Kind. Well, you get the idea.
Okay, go ahead, dude.
It 100% makes sense. I will show you videos of it right now of people scanning fucking things and then 3D printing that fucking thing.
Hey, we don't need to see videos. We got an expert here.
Yeah. His name's Adam. And if Adam says it's okay, then it's okay. So anyways, you got those.
Yes. So I went out there and I just like put them in. I was like, okay, cool. This is something I can do. It's going to take me, you know, half hour or so of like trimming and getting the fit and stuff like that. But I just was like, I kind of don't want to do it. And then I was like, nope. Just going to do it because it has to be done, because otherwise it's just going to turn into a thing that I just don't get around to doing until like later. And all of a sudden it's past winter. Their usefulness is like wasted for 8 more months. So I try and do the things that I need to do like right away, which is, it's nice because then I can basically, I check more things off of a list of things that I need to get done.
Okay.
And also if things are bothering me, I just say that they're bothering me right away, as opposed to letting them fester inside me until I decide that I'm going to walk from room to room and, colleague and confidant, pumping round after round of gas-powered AR-15 rounds into people. Ryan? That was from Fight Club.
Oh, nice work.
Speaking of
God
which,
damn it.
If you are a guard at a maximum security prison with the biggest killers in the world, why would you use rubber bullets? I mean, Never. Sorry. Just use regular bullets. All right, cool. What about you, Dave? Too? Did you make one? I don't even remember.
He said, "Eat more snack cakes."
I remember that part.
He's on a roll.
Done.
He said, "Trim your fingernails during a podcast."
I fucking love it.
Fuck, this guy hasn't looked at his camera once, but yet he's dictating what people do.
I'm hanging up at him. Kick from call. Boom.
Did you remember, Dave? Did you have one? I don't remember.
I think it was the gym related. Trying to get back to the gym, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, but I have been getting back to the gym.
We'd have to go back. I don't remember what it was either, honestly. Like I said, I don't remember anybody's except for Adam or Ryan, so
that's how memorable I am.
Well, that's how memorable Ryan's was. Fucking wear comfy pants is something I do every day. At work, at home, it doesn't matter. I wear comfy pants.
I try to be memorable.
All right, cool. I just wonder where you guys were at. What's going on in the world with pop culture stuff? There's a movie coming out Friday, right?
Yeah. Whatever. The longest title might be the longest title in the movies. It's like
it is good.
The Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks fine. I'm not looking.
Yeah, I guess it's gotten
it.
Pretty good reviews though.
Looks fine.
It was certified fresh.
Fresh, yeah, certified fresh.
I don't know what that means. Before we go on, but we should probably talk about that. They released approximate or release dates for those things on Disney shit, right? So Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out when?
August.
Yep. WandaVision is
early December.
December?
December.
And
yeah.
Loki
December.
Is early next year, I think.
Next year,
right?
Yeah. And then The Mandalorian is also October, so it's going to be August, October for The Mandalorian Season 2, December. So, like, every 2 months hitting August, it'll probably... So I wouldn't be surprised if Loki was, like, February or early March.
Yeah. I think we got a new cast member for Immortals, too, but I don't remember who he was, so I'm not going to talk about it. I think they
Owen Wilson's in the Loki series.
Really?
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, "Wow, you're Loki! Wow, we're going through time! Wow, that's really neat. Oh. You can do Loki stuff. Let's go! Wow."
Oh, I have to find it. It was super funny. So, speaking of Owen Wilson, it's like someone had taken like all the Star Wars fights, and whenever they were swinging their lightsaber around, they just made him go like, wow, just in Owen Wilson's voice over and over. It is so stupid. Every time I watch it, makes me laugh so hard.
So he's going to be in Uno Mas movies, huh?
Yep.
That's a Shanghai Noon joke.
Yes, it is. But also Star Wars. Ooh, Adam, you saw the trailer for the Clone Wars final season, right?
Yeah. Oh,
God, that show's still on? Fuck.
Well,
it hasn't been on for about 6 years.
So we got rid of it and they're bringing it back? Fuck me. I can't keep up with all this more animated season. Shit. Jesus
Christ. One more okay. season.
Disney can do that.
Oh.
Yes.
I need to tell you guys. Dave, I asked you what that show was you brought up a few podcasts back, and it was Night Fight.
Yes.
So it's really fun to watch when I'm running, if I have to run on the treadmill. Okay. Because they're like...
Oh, I was going to say, how do you run down Olson Memorial Highway with fucking podcast? No.
When it's under 20 degrees, I go on a treadmill. And I watch these, and they're great because they're 42 minutes long, so I can watch two of them per run. And so far, I'm through four episodes. And the weird thing is, so... The second round, they pair up people, right? So it's team fight. And they always take one of two sides of people who have fought at that time. So it was Scotland against England or Byzantium versus the Rus Vikings. And so far, the team that has won has historically been the victor in that against those two rivals.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's going to hold up or if they're trying to, like, they put the favorites in that because they know. But it's kind of cool so far that they're 4-for-4.
That is funny.
I keep looking. I'm like, this has got to be the one that they fuck up because. But nope, so far they're doing good.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I just like when people just get like, because the first round or whatever, it's all everyone versus everyone, and the guys get blindsided by dude. Just all of a sudden, he's like, the smaller guys were like, and all of a sudden they're like, ah, and just like wail on the dude's back.
Yeah,
I'm just like. Swing out, and you just see a guy go like, and crumple for a second.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
The first round is 7-on-7, and it is literally just either you stand next to each other, like tangle up in a rail, or you run over and try to knock somebody over and hit, or hit him in the back of the with your fucking weapon.
And I do like that, because what was that one guy? There's one guy who's like a big guy, and he just like grabs dudes and just starts wailing on them.
Yeah, that's his move. His move is just to hold people and punch them with his gauntlet as hard as he can. And it works really well.
And I get, it's funny because then I watch like that, like those guys who are all like, "Oh, I've been doing this for X amount of years." They're all on the same team whenever they go to other countries too, which is funny. So it's like we beat each other up, and then we go on a team.
It's true.
Which it's pretty fun.
I've been a little disappointed by the finales. The finales are 1-on-1, and so far they've only used really heavy, like two-handed weapons. Which is just a benefit for bigger guys. I mean, so far the bigger guys have just been like, hey, I can swing this really easily, and I can make it hurt a lot more.
Yes.
But it is fun to watch, especially if you want to see some violent stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's cool. They go hard for whatever, 90 seconds, and they're just like, ooh.
Yeah. And it makes me want to put on like 60 pounds and see what it would be like to run around for 90 seconds, because, yeah, they're really tired afterwards.
Yeah. Ugh. And then just swinging as hard as possible at each other because they're just like, I need to win. So.
Yeah. That's it. I just want to mention the fact that the historical winning country has come out ahead every time so far. I'll keep you updated on how that goes.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Cool, but yeah. I did like that show, and it was just weird that it did. There was something up for Ryan. I put a video up, basically. So this guy... There is one of like the oldest films ever created is like basically a train arriving at La Ciotat, whatever. It's like basically a train coming towards camera, right? Okay. But what they did is some guy kept, they, you know what upscaling is, you know, increases the resolution, stuff like that. But that makes it look, it doesn't always work right, especially with really old stuff. So what this guy did is he did upscaling using some neural networks that, and they kept feeding it with more and more information, like what a crisp photo looks like, what a blurry photo looks like, and stuff like that. And it's really cool. If you watch the video, it's like it goes from its real original like resolution up to like 4K 60fps, and it's really all the computer just all figuring out what the stuff looks like, which is really cool. So
that's sweet.
It would be, yeah, it would be really cool to see old stuff, like, you know, like what they could look into. So we might actually get to a point where you could do zoom enhance, but the computer would be doing all that work.
Yeah, but you'd find cool, like secret information that the computer totally made up, like zoomed right in, we found a secret map too, which right, would be exactly cool too in its own way.
Right, and the computer's setting us all on like cool missions, and we're like, resolute desk, and we have to go look in the leg of the resolute desk for the secret thing, and it's actually all true. And then Chris would be sad because National Treasure predicted the future.
Everybody knows he's more of a treasure protector than anything else.
yes, treasure protector.
That's pretty sweet, though, Dave. I like that. That's the kind of thing where it's interesting that there's a bunch of people that work in the media and entertainment industry that are probably shitting their pants a bit because, you know, it used to be like, oh, we're going to remaster this. And now it's like this dude who likes to write software is like, I got that.
Yeah.
And he just like, nerd. All right.
And it was like, what is it? It's some Dennis Shree. Yeah, basically, yeah, it's some, I think a Russian guy, basically. And the on his YouTube page, it just says like, it's like, I love movies and I love my mom. And it just basically, he did it on his own, which is cool.
That is cool.
It's funny you mentioned that because there was somebody on Joe Rogan's podcast like 2 months ago who was a famous musician of some sort. I don't remember what it was, but he was bitching about how the studio, like, you had to go through their remastered shit in order to release the audio portion. And usually those guys did something that was so bad they just ignored it. And now,
sure.
But if you didn't do it, they wouldn't release your shit. They would just, if you had a contract with them, they would just take your shit and never release it, which is kind of fucked up.
They'd bury it.
Yeah.
Wait, why would they just keep it and never release it?
Because you didn't want to play ball with them and you didn't want to have it have some, and somebody would it's usually so much that somebody would just like change like a high note or something on there, and then they put their name on the label and be like, I produced that, see. And people would be like, I don't want to change that, it makes it really bad and stuff. And they're like, oh, you don't want my production help? Well, I guess we'll just shelve it for a while.
Huh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Might have been the guy from Tool, Maynard guy.
Oh, I could see that.
That's your boy.
It wasn't him. I just wanted to get Ryan interested a little bit more.
But
I watched that one, not so I was bullshit.
But
he's been on twice. Fucker.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On a Tool side note, Rage Against the Machine, the original members are planning a tour, getting back together and planning a tour.
I would watch
what
that.
What the fuck is Zach De La Rocha up to? Like, that guy, it seems like he might be kind of a little crazy, which I think is cool. But, like, it surprises me. That's a group I wouldn't expect to come back together, is all I'm saying.
But, yeah, like, he's back in, like, where is it? 3 days ago, yeah. He's been, basically, he's, like, back on. He wants to get, he's, like, getting with the personal trainer to get him back up to so he's, like, able to be healthy and keep up the energy the whole tour and stuff like that.
Okay, where did you see that they make, or they're just talking about making a tour at this point, or
let's see, confirmed tour, yeah, is March 26th, El Paso, Texas is Rage first show.
Where did you see this? Oh, dates and tours, huh? When they in Minneapolis, let's go see them before they,
that's
die,
what I'm saying, like
they're gonna
before
die,
they die.
So, yeah,
that's pretty cool. I really never expected those dudes to come back together. I like Rage,
but man, so
I rage for Rage.
Last rage concert rage. Near you over 11 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a while back.
But so that sounds pretty sweet. We should we should try and go. How would we go?
Sure.
Cool. I was just talking to the wife last night about how I used to go see concerts.
Yeah.
A lot.
What'd she say?
Really?
Oh, she didn't say, well, go see him then, fucker.
No, she's like, who'd you go see him with? And I'm like, Dave, obviously.
And she's like, what? There's something. He used to do stuff? I don't buy it. That's like a double burn.
You know what, Joy? Why would Joy say that shit to me?
I know, it's fucked up.
Thank you, Chris, for fucking bringing up all the shit Joy it's talks about up, us.
I tell you, man, I try to support you and defend you as best I can.
It's true. It'd be like we get to go to somebody's like, dude, it's $5 to go to a concert at First Ave. We're like, why would we not go to it? Because it's dumb not to.
Yeah.
We saw so many bands that like blew up, and then you're like you're like, wow, tickets are way more expensive to go see them in a big place.
Right, it was like $15 or something, and yeah, then you go see like, ugh,
yeah.
Oh,
but we did see some cool ones like Rammstein.
Yeah, yeah, it was some good stuff.
I don't remember what it was. Damn it! Keep talking while I look up this shit.
I saw Rammstein. I remember that. I don't know if I was with you guys. Probably was, but
not with Dave and I.
Du hast mich.
I might have saw him in a bigger venue later.
Probably, it's like came.
We saw him at Roy Wilkins.
Oh, I might
back when that was a fucking thing. Yeah, you probably saw him there. That's
Roy Wilkins is sweet. That's where I saw Rage, I think, and it was like probably one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Because Roy Wilkins, you got loud, and it got like you felt like you're part of the situation.
Rob Zombie.
I got kicked in the face so hard and broke my glasses and couldn't see for the whole show, but it didn't matter. Yeah, dude, like so hard. Like,
those pyrotechnics at that show were so fucking hot. They hurt.
It would be like, all right, let's go, Adam. And just like, ready? Ah, put our heads down and like push our way all the way to the front. And like, ah! And then you get there, and as long as you looked happy, everyone would be like, oh, you're just pushing us out of the way. That's cool. Yeah, it was fun. Like, because, you didn't have any to do anything. You're like, oh, I'll go to work, that's fine. But remember, you could roll on like an hour and a half of sleep and totally be fine because you were a youngin.
Ugh. Can't do that anymore.
You know what? And Adam used to never say, God, I gotta go to bed. I gotta get up before 3 in the morning.
Gotta get up early.
You remember when like Adam used to like roll by my place with Dave in the front seat?
And pick me that up, shit was fucking great.
And we'd go to Ryan's and maybe we'd stop and get a burger or two and we'd fucking have fun. Remember that? That was fun.
Nope.
I think what I'm saying is, Adam, why don't you want to have more fun anymore, buddy? All I want to do is play with you.
Yeah. Hey, remember when everyone in the known universe know the code to Ryan's house?
What do you mean? It hasn't changed, motherfucker.
We changed it recently.
We changed it last week because too many people knew it.
Pretty sure I can figure it out.
We did.
Yeah, you could probably figure it out, given enough time.
It's pretty simple. It's Ryan's chess rating. It's
like... The weird thing is it's steadily going down.
Wait, if my old number was my chess rating, I'd be pretty proud.
Well, that's obviously, yes. No, The Onion had like a review of all the Democratic hopefuls, all their like a bio for each of them. Is pretty good because it's The Onion and they are awesome.
Yeah.
So you should watch it. Or you should read it sometime. Oh. Speaking of which, what the fuck is Bloomberg? Is Bloomberg expecting to do anything? Like, what the fuck?
Other he's not doing a damn
money,
thing.
I don't know.
Is he just trying to throw money and see what money can do?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think
But his fucking, some of his tweets and his fucking comments at Trump are fucking great.
Are they?
He's just trolling him so bad.
He's trolling him so hard. He's all like, you know, someone interviewed him. He's like, hey, so what's it like, you know, if you win the nomination, it'll be two billionaires running against each other. It's like, who's the other billionaire?
That's so funny.
That's funny.
No, I haven't read any of them, so I don't know. But Andrew Yang, I think you'd like it. His birthplace, blockchain Reddit forum. His campaign slogan, join the group of people who support Andrew Yang. His greatest obstacle to nomination, America's deep-seated hatred of math. That's probably about right. And his climate change plan is to leave halfway interesting Earth for the robots. It's good. You should read it. It's fun.
I'll Google. Onion candidate. Or did you put the link here? I don't see no link.
Man, I ain't got time to link shit. I'm busy. Hey, what else we got? We got anything else? We about ready to wrap this bitch up?
I think I'm pretty much done there.
But you
another Adam. Successful podcast.
What you got, right, Adam? Give me one more thing. Give me one more thing, Adam.
Come on.
I got nothing yet.
All right. Well, then tell me where people get in touch with us.
Well, Chris, have you checked us out on Facebook? Because we got a Facebook page at the Geeks Next Door. You could go to geeksnextdoor.xyz and check out our merchandise and drop us an email.
Merchandise, actually.
I know, right? Drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Appreciate it, man. And as just a small advertisement for Wix, I've recently went through our website, updated a little bit for other reasons, and Wix makes it really easy to build and maintain a website. If you think you might need a website out there, I would suggest checking out Wix, because they're free, they're easy to use, upload, change, it's great. So, Wix, you want to hit at us, we're at geeksnextdoor, ftw@gmail.com, as Adam said. If you want to get us a sponsorship, we'd appreciate that. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.